everyone. Thank you so much for being here. What a crowd. This is great. What a day to celebrate our manufacturers. Thanks so much for being here and helping us to celebrate today. We have some exciting things to announce and unveil, so we're excited to have the opportunity to do that. But first I want to thank Assembly Minority Leader Barkley for his partnership and helping to co-sponsor this event, so thank you so much for that. I'd like to also recognize the other elected officials that are here representing today, Chris Burtis with Congressman Hackel's office. Thank you, Chris, for being here, and thank you to the Congressman. Logan Eddy with Senator Ritchie's office. Thank you, Logan, for being here. And Joe Nemi with Senator Schumer's office. Thank you, Joe, for representing the Senator today. I'd also like to recognize that our Common Council is here, as well as county legislators, and our new Executive Director, that's almost been a year, Brad Broadwell with our Community Development Agency. So why are we here today? Well, the first Friday every October is National Manufacturing Day. And we recognize that, but we also recognize that it's not just about one day, it's about an ongoing initiative to support our manufacturers. So we're here today to not only recognize the day, but to also kick off a month of initiatives here in Fulton to support our local manufacturing. We have a rich history of manufacturing, as many of us know. And as someone said to me recently, who's here in the room, we are a city that makes things. And that couldn't be any more true. Our manufacturers right here in Fulton make everything from ice cream and potato chip containers, hospital scrubs, military equipment parts, food, custom, high equipment, and business signage. Right here in Fulton, shipped all over the world. That's pretty incredible. And it's a story we need to talk about. But we also need to talk about the future and what's possible here in Fulton. All that's possible because our manufacturers hire and invest in the best employees. Invest in state-of-the-art equipment, technology, and production. Support local training and workforce programs. Partner with the community to make it a place where people choose to live, work, and visit. And our manufacturing partners see a future in Fulton and help to move us forward together. The City of Fulton recognizes this importance of these relationships today. And it's not only about recognizing our past accomplishments, but also our commitment to the future success and the future success we can achieve together. So let's spend some time today celebrating you, our manufacturers, and those stakeholders who support our manufacturers and showcase our future opportunities. And with that, I would like to ask Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley to say a few words.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor, and thanks for putting together this event. I think it's a great idea. You know, we do a lot in elected officials, we do a lot of different events, but one thing we probably don't do is recognize those in our community who do really a great job. And there's one group that does a lot, and those are the job creators. We probably don't recognize them anywhere near as much as we ought to. The last couple years have been difficult, obviously with the pandemic, with the shutdowns, the travel restrictions. And we know it's very difficult for businesses to do business in New York State. So on top of all that, I really want to say thank you. Thank you for all the manufacturers out there that have persevered, because it hasn't been easy. One thing I thought I could do today is just share how important manufacturing is for New York State, our country, and certainly the Fulton community. I think you're going to be surprised. You've probably heard so many statistics in the past, but I think you're going to be surprised, and they're always worth repeating, because they're pretty surprising to me. For instance, for every dollar that's spent on manufacturing in 2019, another $2.79 is added to the economy. So that's the highest multiplier of any economic sector. Matthew knows that, right? For every worker in manufacturing, there's another 5 workers hired. So take this one. Taken alone, if you just had manufacturing as the economy, the total economy in our country, it would make us the 8th largest economy in the world. That's $2.27 trillion generated from manufacturing. And there's only 7 other countries in the world that have a higher GPA than just with us, with just manufacturing. And then in manufacturing in New York, from August 2020 to August 2021, it was a $70 billion industry. $70 billion industry. So it's really amazing. It gained 14,000 jobs in New York during that same period, and it matched the growth rate. We've heard a lot about New York lagging behind. Manufacturing has matched the growth rate in the country at 3%. So that's really important. Obviously, it's the backbone of our economy, I think particularly here in the city of Oswego. So I think it's great, Mayor, that you're doing this to recognize our manufacturers. And I want everyone to know that we are down there. We are people in Albany that are out there trying to fight you, because we know the challenges that you have, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's workforce retention or development, and obviously just the difficulty it is with the global competition to run a business. So again, Mayor, thank you very much for inviting me. Thanks for putting this on, and congratulations and thank you to all those manufacturers here locally.
Thank you, Assemblyman. We appreciate those statistics. That's quite incredible. I would now like to invite Legislator Stacy to the podium to say a few words on behalf of the County Legislature.
Thank you. Good morning. On behalf of Chairman Jim Weatherup and my colleagues on the Oswego County Legislature, thank you for inviting us to share in your Manufacturing Day celebration. Many of you here today may be too young or too new to the area to recall what Oswego County was, from its earliest years, a manufacturing hub in central New York. I'd like to share with you today a little bit of Oswego County's manufacturing history. Some of our earliest settlers were engaged in the manufacture of potash, a substance that is primarily used in fertilizers, but can also be used in the production of soap, glass, and some bleaching compounds. Not surprisingly, more fertile soils through the application of potash allowed for greater production of corn and other grains, and those commodities in turn were then turned into products like flour and starches. In the mid-1800s, the facilities for the Kingsford Starch Company consumed over 20 acres of land in the city of Oswego as they manufactured many varieties of starch that were distributed worldwide. Later, the Oswego Maize Company produced Murdoch's, the Oswego corn starch here, which was also widely distributed. Also in the mid-1800s, the Cleveland Glassworks in the eastern part of the county was using potash to manufacture glass products used throughout New York and beyond. A little later in the 1800s, seeing a pattern here, Genesee Mills in Fulton was produced around 800 barrels of flour daily, and when combined with other nearby mills, Oswego County was the largest producer of flour in New York State. The production of starch, flour, and other commodities here, as well as the salt being refined in nearby Syracuse, created a market for wooden barrels of all sizes at one point. Businesses in Oswego County were producing 1.5 million barrels a year. On a grand scale, Oswego had been a vibrant shipping port as our country expanded westward, and shipping building was a major industry here, as were the various industries that manufactured all of the parts and pieces necessary to fit out a river barge or Great Lakes sailing ship. The early 1900s saw an even greater growth of manufacturers, as companies took advantage of the power that could be generated by the Oswego and other rivers. The Oil Well Supply Company had a huge facility on East 1st Street in Oswego, turning out high-end boilers and other related products with upwards of 200 employees. Both Fulton and Oswego were home to huge textile mills. The Ontario Knitting Company was once described as the most complete of its kind in the United States, employing over 700 people, and turning out 18,000 garments a day, and across the river, the Standard Spinning Company, with 300 workers, was regularly producing in excess of 80,000 pounds of yarn per week. Meanwhile, here in Fulton, the American Woolen Mills and the American Silk Mills were busy employing hundreds of workers turning out their goods. Fulton was also home to a variety of companies, including those like Foster Brothers Knife Works, Hunter Arms, Hunter Bicycles, Hunter Fans, the Bounty Felt Mill, and other paper and tissue mills. The Swiggle Falls Pulp and Paper Company, which later became Steelrite, and now the company that we know very well today as Hudamaki, has been producing high-end paper packaging materials for companies around the world for more than 130 years. Also on the east side and along the Swiggle River was the Dilts Company, which later became Black Clawson and is now what we know as Davis Standard. Armstrong Cork Company, which is now known as Lydall, produces gasket and other similar materials primarily for the automotive industry. And of course, we had Nestle, the very first chocolate factory in America. Even our smaller towns and villages were home to manufacturers of all types. The Pulaski area in its early days was known for its tanneries, and in Parrish, the Miller Lumber Company, which started producing wooden products for the building, furniture, and automotive industries in 1897. That company, still in the same family, is probably providing wood products to the community to this very day. There are many others more, of course, too many to mention here today, unfortunately, including dozens of firms in the machine tool and metalworking sector. Many have come and gone, and many more are new. But the fact is that Oswego County's rich history of manufacturing continues. Many of you, your parents, grandparents, even your great-grandparents made comfortable livings as employees of these companies, and opportunities for our residents are still here today as well. Take some time. Learn what our local manufacturers have to offer right here in our own backyards. If you are currently unemployed or even underemployed, the opportunities are there. Reach out and see if there's one there for you. Thank you again for the opportunity to recognize our manufacturing community and share this day with you.
Thank you, Legislator Stacy. That was an amazing recap of our history. I learned some new things today. Speaking of our future, I would like to introduce Cuba Community College and Kiko Kamara to talk about the new Advanced Manufacturing Institute that's taking place over at Cayuga campus. Kiko, please join us. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mayor Michaels and Assembly Minority Leader Barkley, for inviting me to speak today on this very important occasion. We at Cayuga Community College, we are pleased to be supporting the local manufacturing needs through training and credentialing opportunities right here in the city of Fulton at our branch campus. We recognize the strength of advanced manufacturing within this region and also recognize the vitality and prosperity that it brings. Cayuga has established a strong reputation for providing excellent opportunities for students wanting to access higher education locally, and then taking that stepping stone to transfer to other great institutions such as SUNY Oswego. And after navigating our way through the past year and a half, we also recognize now more than ever the need to assist the residents of this community with the way to get back to work and do it safely and with the technical skills and critical thinking skills they need to be successful on the job. I was in a Zoom webinar earlier this week, and like many of you, Zoom has sort of taken over my life. But regardless, the speaker in this webinar said something that really reflected where Cayuga is at today, which is that we recognize we need to see students, and that students need us differently now. And what that means for us is that we must take note of the way that students want to do college in shorter chunks with flexible scheduling that meets their needs. For this reason, Cayuga is pivoting its focus towards programming that is designed to be short-term, nimble, and accessible to meet the needs of not only the traditional age student, but also those adults who are trying to balance responsibilities of work, family, and upskilling into a viable and sustainable career. This type of training, we think, will also serve the local employers well, who are currently enjoying an economic boom and demand for products and services, but are also in desperate need of skilled workers today, not in 2 years and not in 4 years. In addition to our robust short-term workforce curriculum, the construction of a state-of-the-art advanced manufacturing institute is taking place right now on our Fulton campus. This 7,800 square foot facility is designed to train the industrial technologists for today and tomorrow, thus contributing to the economic well-being of this county. I want to thank our wonderful team at CNS Companies for the design of this facility, as well as our local partners, particularly the Oswego County IDA, and our corporate partners, Kutamaki and Novellus, and many, many others, not only for their financial support and motivational support, but also for their generosity in sharing their time and technical expertise with us in the facility design and consultation and curriculum development. We view this facility as a community project, representative of the collective desire to bring training opportunities to the local level and raise up the economic status of all those in our community. I also want to thank Mayor Michaels for her unending support and SUNY for their support of this project with respect to the financing of construction and as the funding that they have generously secured for registered apprenticeship training specifically focused on advanced manufacturing across the state. Cayuga looks forward to continuing the work alongside the City of Fulton to support the advanced manufacturing industry here in Oswego County and the City of Fulton. Thank you.
How exciting. Thank you, Keiko, for that exciting news and for our manufacturers and our students who have this great opportunity right here in our backyard. And speaking of our students, we have students here with us today who are participating in the PTEC program and Early College Learning program who want to talk about their experience with these programs and what they see their future being here in the City of Fulton with our manufacturers. So I'd like to invite those students up from PTEC and Early College Learning to join us for a few words.
So Reese and I are a part of the Early College High School program. The Early College High School program is done through D. Ray Bodley and Cayuga Community College to provide us credits for totally free and get us to a place that we can get to college quickly and be able to get a degree in information and technology. Our big things is that it's free, it's good for us, and it helps us get into it and get into the workforce.
During our freshman opportunities, we had many starting classes from Photoshop to even taking apart computers to work on what's inside. And doing so, we have had many accessible ways to get help from people from college or our own school, being people from our support class in college or just people who would help tutor us with anything we needed to know.
On top of that, we have a very well tight-knit community between us, students, and our teachers, such as Mr. Broderick, that really helped us and supported us through the pandemic. And it allowed us to do these opportunities and get to a place that we can be ready to work for all of you.
We were also allowed many internships during our process through the Early College High School program. One of which me and Matt both took at our own high school. We were working with the tech department, going from going in between every school in our district, helping with many of the tech problems that they had, whether it be anything from putting new JAR systems for Chromebooks in rooms, or just solving little problems with wires and stuff in the school.
So, for a quick summary, we have a lovely program that helps us get tons of credits. At the moment, we have 40 plus credits per student for college, completely free, that this school's paid for. And it allows us to be able to quickly get degrees straight out of high school and then work for all of you.
Hello, my name is Noah Walter, and I'm also a member of the Oswego County Pathways in Early Technology. It's not the right acronym, that's okay. I was very fortunate this past summer to have an internship with Hudimaki North America Incorporated, and I have taken many college courses over at Onondaga Community College. Hopefully by this next May, I will have a degree in Associates in Applied Science for Electrical Technology, and I will have a very bright future ahead of me with our local companies, whether here or far. So I want to thank all of our industry partners that we've had, and I am excited to see where everyone can go from here.
Well, we hope they're here rather than a
sharing your story. That's our future, right there. That is the future of our city, and we are so excited. Great job. I'd now like to highlight a few partners within the community that contribute to the strength of our local manufacturing sector. We have three partners here today that deserve special recognition. These partners place the highest level of importance to ensure our manufacturers and their employees have the tools and resources needed to be successful. When there's a problem to solve, they help find solutions. And together they help us to pave the path forward. Leader Barkley and I would like to recognize the Greater Oswego Fulton Chamber of Commerce and Center State CEO, MACNE, and Operation Oswego County IDA for all that they do to strengthen local manufacturing by offering the support and resources needed for a successful future. Please first join me in congratulating them for all that they do for our manufacturing sector. I'd like to invite each of them up to say a few words. If you'd like to join me to say a few words, I have Austin, Katie, and Tiffany. Please join us.
Hi everyone. Thank you so much, Mayor Michaels, and thank you, Leader Barkley, for inviting me here today to participate. Now, I have to say, it's so exciting to hear all about the history. I grew up in Fulton. I love it here. My grandparents worked for Sealrite and Nestle. We had candy bars galore, and it was just the greatest thing when I was growing up. So, and there's so many manufacturing companies that are doing wonderful things here that are members of MACNE. So it is a very exciting time, and I'm glad to be here. I really would like to thank everyone who has organized this event. I'm thrilled to be here. Everything is so exciting to hear about your new initiatives, and especially to hear from the students, too. As you know, MACNE represents more than 300 member companies with thousands of employees throughout the central New York area, many of which are right here in Fulton and Oswego County. We realize that community collaboration needs to be formed at the local, state, and national level in order to impact policy decisions and to, of course, foster economic development. You know, when COVID hit, many of our manufacturers worked hard to pivot their production to meet demand for things such as PPE. They proved they were resilient, efficient, and strong. And while robust in jobs and output, many manufacturers do continue to face a worker shortage. They are employing very creative initiatives and strategies to attract new hires and to also upskill incumbent workers. There's a lot going on in that front, and we're very proud of our manufacturers for doing that. Manufacturing Day and Month is our annual opportunity to promote manufacturing not only as a great career path, but also as the viable, strong sector that it is to our local economy. So on behalf of everyone at MACNE, thank you to every manufacturing company out there, organization, and community leader who supports manufacturing today and throughout the month and year-round. Thanks again.
My name is Austin Wheelock, Deputy Director at Operation Oswego County. Just want to say we're really excited to be here today and honored to accept this Certificate of Achievement. We are proud to be a partner with the City of Fulton, with the county, and with the rest of the, what I call the economic development ecosystem that we have here in expanding and modernizing our manufacturing sector to create high-paying jobs and new investment in the city. A lot's already been said about Manufacturing Day. I agree it's actually Manufacturing Month. We should, and Manufacturing Year in Fulton, we should really be looking at it on a day-to-day basis. But I want to say that with everything going on, the timing is now to capitalize on the collaborative initiatives of our partners like Hugo Community College, City BOCES, MACNE, the Chamber, ourselves, and the IDA, and really the unprecedented funding that's available out there and will be available out there to expand our manufacturing base in the City of Fulton and Oswego County. And I just want to say that we are fully committed to help facilitate this growth directly through the development of sites like the Nestle site, former Nestle site, as well as utilizing our programs to the fullest capability and helping to connect our existing manufacturers and our future ones with all the programs and partners that are out there to make sure that they have the best chance of success here in the City of Fulton. So once again, thank you for having us and for this achievement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. And I also want to express the regrets from Rob Simpson, my leader, who and President and CEO of Center State CEO. He had family emergency and was taken away today. Just want to touch on a few things. Everyone here has clearly expressed the importance of manufacturing in our community. Wanted to kind of focus on the past 18 months and thank our manufacturers for doing everything they possibly could to take care of the little guys this year. I had a chance to stand back and watch folks at Novellus donate thousands of masks to our friends at the Oswego Health Foundation. Hudamaki stepped up and provided cases and containers for lunch programs. Milk was donated. You name it, it feels like every single manufacturer that had something to give this year stepped up and made sure that our small businesses and our children and our patients were safe. So I think our manufacturers really deserve a round of applause for that specifically. I had a front row seat to watching it happen and helping connect the dots there. So it was a true honor. And then on the other hand, I think it's actually very appropriate that I stand here instead of Rob. But I want to share my manufacturing story with you. Legitimately, 8 years ago today, I returned to Oswego County for my baby shower. I had been employed in New York City, having been a communications professional. I never thought it would be possible to work anywhere other than New York, LA, Atlanta, or Chicago. Miami if I learned Spanish, okay? And I had received a phone call from my friends at Novellus
sharing with me that they would like to interview me for the communications manager position at the plant. I waddled in right before my baby shower on a Saturday and met with Andy Quinn and some of the folks at Novellus, who, after a wonderful conversation, hired me on the spot. They gave me an opportunity to raise my family, and now two boys resulted from that Novellus track, in my hometown, in my community, and surrounded by friends and family. Now, I want to also mention that had my friends at Center State CEO not worked alongside the Novellus team, the cash expansion would not have happened. So I am the perfect example of someone who is provided opportunities by our local manufacturers, and there are a lot of people like me who would love the opportunity to come back to our community, raise their family, and who know the potential that our community has to offer. So again, I just really want to thank you, Mayor Michaels, and thank Brad and Minority Leader Barclay for the opportunity to share my story, and I just think there's so much potential here with our local manufacturers, and I appreciate the opportunity and the recognition. So thank you very much.
October is Manufacturing Month in the City of Fulton. Whereas the need for skilled workforce increases as the City of Fulton moves towards an increasingly technological future. And whereas in the United States, manufacturing accounts for 8.6% of the workforce, local manufacturers have job openings for a skilled workforce that have above average starting salaries that they will want to fill with local talent. And whereas manufacturing jobs help to spur economic growth and vitality in our cities and greater communities, taken alone, manufacturing in the United States would be the ninth largest world economy. And whereas over the next decade, nearly 3.5 million manufacturing jobs will likely be needed, and it will be our students who will need to master the new skills in order to compete for these jobs. Whereas Manufacturing Day is nationally recognized starting in 2012, this year it will be observed on October 1st and focuses attention on the valuable role and support of our local manufacturers. Whereas Oswego County PTECH and the Center for Instruction, Technology, and Innovation Career and Technical Education Program invite middle school and high school students from Oswego County, as well as those working with these students, to join in learning about what modern manufacturing is and what opportunities are available in Oswego County on October 8th, which I think that's changed a little bit. Nonetheless, it's the recognition and the opportunity to be there. So I, Mayor Michaels of the City of Fulton, on behalf of the Common Council, do hereby proclaim October 2021 as Manufacturing Month in the City of Fulton, and urge all school district administrators, school board members, teachers, support staff, and residents to join in the effort to support our local manufacturers, educate the next generation of students, and keep our families at home, to Katie's point, in the City of Fulton and Oswego County. Congratulations to the City of Fulton and all our manufacturers. So now on for some exciting news. I'd like to invite Brad Broadwell up to talk with me a little bit about our marketing campaigns that we have for the month. I'd like to also recognize Shirello Advertising and 325 Productions for the work that they've done with us over the past few months to make this happen. Steve, thank you so much, and thank you for all your support.
Do you want me to talk about this?
Sure.
Do you want to?
Sure.
So, the mayor and council have provided a tremendous amount of support when it comes to where we perceive ourselves growing. And part of where we perceive ourselves growing is where we come from, who we are, what our assets are, what our strengths are, and what our liabilities are. Part of economic development that I've been involved in many, many years is with the potential that Fulton had in the future growth with the DRI, with all sorts of activities that we had planned, we didn't want to overlook and appreciate what our history was and those that made us what we are today. And as a matter of fact, as Katie alluded to, what we are today is me. I'm a product of the manufacturing past of Fulton. My great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother's first jobs and jobs for their career were at Sealwright. They were all in the accounting department. They put food on the table. They put a roof over my head. And I'm a part of the manufacturing past of the city of Fulton, New York. I, like Katie, have been very fortunate, but after 37 years, I came back. And during that 37 years away, I never forgot the fact that the $100,000 candy bar was invented in Fulton. I never not utilized all the facts that I had in my head about our manufacturing. I never not utilized that around the world when I had an opportunity in my career. It was always a part of me. I never thought I'd be back here. But when I came back here, I was so happy to hear that this leadership of this council and this mayor wanted to celebrate what we were and wanted to go back and maintain that success and take that step up further. So what we said was, we need to show the world or show people what we are. Not only Fultonians, not only people in Oswego County, but when other people ask, with a proliferation of internet services, we all are on LinkedIn and we have 10,000 friends. And so this was one of those tools for me to be proud of who I am, where I am, and what I am. So I think over the time of discussing this with Steve, discussing this with the mayor and other people, I think what we've come up with a product, it's a snapshot, but it truly shows who we are, what we are, where we've been, and where we're going.
Thank you. That?
Fulton, New York is built on a rich history of manufacturing dating back more than 100 years. Today, we are at the forefront in developing strong collaboration and engagement with our manufacturing partners, both current and new. We recognize that every business is unique and has specific needs. We build partnerships with our business community so that together we can be problem solvers to find customized solutions. We are proud that products made right here in Fulton go worldwide, and hundreds of our residents are employed by our local manufacturers. Local support in Fulton is unique and powerful. To use a community college's Fulton campus, for example, is one of the first anywhere to offer an advanced manufacturing instructional facility built specifically for training and certification. This gives companies in Fulton a competitive edge with a ready workforce certified in programs from mechanical technology to plastics.
Fulton's very much supported us through the years. They've been very collaborative and created solutions for a couple different opportunities we have to improve the work site here. One example is pedestrian flow through the city, as well as our employees in the plant. They worked very closely with us and really helped us change the design of some traffic patterns and create the same environment for everybody.
City Council's been extremely supportive of everything Universal Metalworks aims to do. Them as more a partner than a lot. You know, they're always willing to go above and beyond. There's something that they can do that will facilitate our business. They'll do it. They realize that manufacturing in Fulton is a critical component of Fulton, and they're going to do everything they can to help us succeed. They realize that our success is going to be the city's success.
Gibson has had great success working, collaborating with the city of Fulton. There are different examples I can give you, like, for example, the ease of access. access to a facility, the riverwalk of our revitalization, all that has been great examples of us working together to solve our problems together. On employees that we do have, I know they tend to be lifelong employees. We just retired 5 employees that have 30 plus years with our company. So we're now looking to programs like PTAC, programs like City Boating to help fill those gaps. We're working with MACME to develop a new apprenticeship program, which includes youth community college for training purposes. So that's all been very encouraging.
We have extremely talented, hardworking, skilled people here, and I would put them as craftsmen. They're not only able to work with their hands, but they're able to work with their minds as well. And I think that's a big advantage we have in this community.
If you look at our workforce, a lot of them have decades of experience, so obviously they're very grateful to the community. It's great. So the community is vibrant, so is our company. So in a way, it's my own.
We're a city of people that make sense. It's ingrained in our DNA. With that, there are multiple generations at our site, as well as other manufacturers. We know how to work. We know how to make high-quality products and meet customers' needs.
Fulton is moving forward, and our future is bright. We welcome the opportunity to partner with you in your business. Contact our community development agency today for a world of possibilities.
Thank you again to Steve and 325 Productions for an amazing video and a highlight of our future. That's the future of Fulton, and that's our commitment to you, our manufacturers, to our workforce development program, and to all of our stakeholders and our partners. So what have we done so far? It's been mentioned several times. We've focused on pedestrian safety, shoreline stabilization. We've included manufacturers in our DRI program. We are about to vote in here real soon, next week, our new comprehensive plan. And if you get a chance to look at that, it's incredible. And it talks about how we can support all of the initiatives we talked about today. And we just recently announced our support for small business through grants and funding. So that's what we've done so far. But where are we going? What's next? We're focused on developing a master plan with our friends at C&S Company for the former Nestle site to bring a vision and understanding of what it is that we want that to become. Our DRI projects have started. Contracts are being signed, and we expect before the end of the year that our DRI projects will begin. We've started to redevelop our economic and community development agency and programs. And it's going strong. We're meeting with developers and investors on a regular basis who are interested in the city of Fulton. We're focused on major infrastructure improvements, including waste management, our streets and sidewalks, pedestrian safety, improved signage, and more. Our collaboration with Fulton Block Builders and Oswego County Land Bank will ensure quality housing and safe neighborhoods. And our collaboration with our workforce partners will help support staff development and growth. Stay tuned for exciting initiatives throughout the month and as we move forward. Next weekend, we have our first annual Fulton Fall Festival on October 9th down by Lake Neonawana, with over 100 vendors and the focus being on our local manufacturers. We'll have manufacturers there who are highlighting their products and services and using it as an opportunity for workforce development. So please stop by, take a look, enjoy the festivities. We look forward to seeing you there and hope that Mother Nature cooperates. I want to give a very special thank you to Assembly Minority Leader Barkley for being a strong partner and supporter for local manufacturing. Thank you. Special thank you to all our elected officials for showing their support today and for celebrating with us. And most of all, thank you to all of our manufacturers for believing in Fulton, for investing in Fulton, and for being continued partners in our future joint success. We celebrate you today and always, and look forward to continuing our work together. For you, we celebrate, we thank you, and we look forward to the future. For the manufacturers in the room, we do ask you to stay for a little while so we can get some photos with the minority leader and I, and we do have some media here. If they would like to speak with us afterwards, we are happy to do so. There are some wonderful pastries and desserts from Kathy's Cake, so please enjoy. You'll see the wonderful little edible cookies with our new marketing campaign, and if you're driving towards Oswego, is it heading north towards Oswego, you'll see a new billboard up. You'll see it on the wall here as a sample. That's our new billboard. And next week, as you're heading south towards Syracuse, the other billboard will be up. So look forward to celebrating this month, and look out for some other initiatives. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great rest of your day.